Yesterday, we heard from KUNC's Anne-Marie Awad reporting on what happened in Rauch County when a bankrupt coal company missed a property tax payment. The small school district was counting on those funds. The state had to step in with a loan. And then Peabody Energy actually got permission from the bankruptcy court to pay its taxes. But the decline of the coal industry is much more massive and widespread. For more on what's behind this decline, our Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks, Erin.
So let's talk about what's going on with the coal industry nationwide.
Yeah, sure. So we're seeing the impacts of coal's decline not only in Colorado and Rauch County, of course, but in coal communities all around the country. Since 2011, the U.S. has lost 30,000 coal jobs nationally. And
wow.
Most of those job losses have been in Appalachian states like West Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. But more recently, this decline has sort of started to move west. This year, Wyoming has lost around 600 coal mining jobs. Recently, in June, I believe, the West Elk Mine here in Colorado announced layoffs. Around 80 workers were affected. That was 25% of the mine's workforce. And actually, West Elk is owned by a company called Arch Coal. Arch Coal filed for bankruptcy in January.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other big factor here, bankruptcy. Over the past year or so, some of the largest coal companies in the country have filed for Chapter 11. So that's big.
And that includes Peabody, who we just mentioned, in Arch Coal, too.
It sure does.
Well, what is going on? I mean, why is the market for coal so weak right now?
It's what we call a perfect storm of factors. A biggie is low natural gas prices. So right now, the price of natural gas is almost half of what it was 2 years ago. That means more and more natural gas fired generation is coming online. And that, of course, displaces coal. In fact, the Energy Information Administration predicts that this year, in 2016, we will get more of our electricity from natural gas than from coal. And that's for the first time ever.
I was going to say, is that a first-time thing?
That is a first-time thing when we're talking about a full year.
Mm-hmm.
There have been months when natural gas has surpassed coal, but that will be the first time ever in 2016. You know, another big factor here is environmental regulations. One called the MATS rule, which would reduce toxins like mercury and arsenic. And then, of course, there's the Clean Power Plan.
Yes, we've heard about that.
Yes. So it's on hold right now while legal challenges against it are resolved. But there's some uncertainty there. Will power providers have to prepare to comply or not comply? So the Clean Power Plan, while not in effect right now, is having an effect in some ways.
Right.
You know, lastly, when it comes to the wave of bankruptcies that we were just talking about, there's a key factor, and it's debt, massive, massive debt. Essentially, what happened is many coal companies 5 or 6 years ago bought up metallurgical coal mines, and metallurgical coal is used to make steel. And these companies bought metallurgical coal mines in anticipation of demand for steel, mostly in Asia, taking off.
Sure.
That demand has slowed along with the slowing of many of those economies. And so these companies are carrying debt that they are suddenly unable to pay off. So that's a huge factor in the bankruptcies.
Well, clearly, this is an issue, you know, of national significance. What are the presidential candidates' positions on coal? Because I'm sure they have them.
They sure do. So Donald Trump has promised over and over to bring coal jobs back and to kind of reopen the mines. But there are a lot of reasons that we've just been discussing why miners are losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with market forces like low natural gas prices. So I actually asked Donald Trump about this promise to bring coal jobs back at a press conference in North Dakota in May. And so here is what he had to say.
Well, the market forces are going to be whatever they are. You know, all I can do is free up the coal, which I'm going to totally do, get the companies back to work. Market forces, that's something I don't want to get involved with. That's a beautiful, to me, a market force is a beautiful force.
And so Trump has also said that he would take actions like canceling the Paris Climate Agreement, and he would also roll back some of President Obama's actions on climate change.
Mm.
Hillary Clinton got a lot of press a few months back when she said this in West Virginia.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business, and we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people.
But Clinton does have a plan outlined on her website, and it's basically an aid package, a $30 billion aid package for coal communities that would fund schools, also some health care, job retraining, stuff like that. But ultimately, the fate of coal communities will likely have a lot to do with decisions made on the local and state level, you know, in communities like Route County, for example.
So it's not really all in the president's hands, whoever that will be.
No, of course not.
Right. Well, this is definitely a topic that I know you're going to keep watching. So thank you so much for joining us.
Sure thing.
That's Inside Energy's Lee Patterson.